And I pray for you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Doug. We thank you for his role in this body. We thank you that he is able to minister to us today, and we ask you to open our hearts to receive the word, and we pray for Doug that he would be able to, that you would use him to minister to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks, Harvey. Ruth's going to ask you guys to put up the presentation. Okay, so morning everyone. So I'm going to start off today by talking about changing in seasons. And I think for any of you that's been in Hilton the last few weeks, there's been a lot of change in seasons almost day by day, from boiling hot to cold. But I think the reality is there are lots of changes in seasons in our lives as well. And the most practical one that we all see is obviously the changing seasons in the weather, from amazing hot times where we're outside a lot, we're having a good time with friends and stuff outside, and then suddenly winter comes and we're curled around fires and the kids are indoors a lot more. And that changes. We get these seasons in the weather. But also we go through seasons in our lives as well. And sometimes we go through amazing seasons, and you wish we could camp there always, when life is just rosy and it's amazing. And we remember, I don't know, for those of you that were doing Breathing Room this last week, one of the questions was, what do you remember that was really just amazing in this last year? And often it would take us to places where we had something that was really amazing that we loved. And I think we all wish that we could camp out at Kruger permanently, or just live in these spaces where they're open and free. But the reality is we all go through times that are sometimes pretty tough, and that really are very difficult. And those are the times that we wish we could avoid. So I'm going to start off today by reading from Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 to 8. And it's a time for everything. This is what Solomon has to say. It says, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. A time to be born, Brinzels, and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to turn away. A time to search and a time to quit searching. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be quiet and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. So it's interesting that God set all of those. There's a time for everything. And in our lives, we have that. We have times that are hard and times that are just amazing. And so that's individually. But I think just as an eldership team as well, we sense that there's a bit of a change in the season of our church as well. And we were reflecting a little bit on that this last week. That, if we look back over the last few years, we really have gone through what was quite a difficult transition about 4 years ago when some of our elders left the church and we had our pastor leave. And it was really a very difficult time. And we really sense that over these past few years, what God's been doing is he's been healing. He's been growing us. He's been speaking into us and calling us into this place of being wholehearted and together. I think, and each one having a role to play here in this church and in this community. And that's been amazing, just to see God doing that and see his timing for this church and what he's done through that time. And I think for all churches it's different. We go through seasons where God calls us to something and he does something in us, and then he calls us to something new. And just the sense is that God's calling us now to a bit of a new season. And part of that season is one of connection. And I mean, maybe that's for all of us and probably all the churches. During COVID, we weren't able to connect much. So just a sense that this thing of community, and Harvey spoke about that again today, how important is community and just being able to really connect with one another and be part of this body of Christ. So that's one part of that season. But there's another part that we believe God's calling us to. And we don't know exactly what it looks like. We're just going to ask you guys to just put up the next picture. So just in our eldership meetings, we often spend time in prayer. And sometimes we get pictures from the Lord, which are, we just thought we'd share some of those with you. And one we had about, it was probably about 3 or 4 weeks back, was of a beautiful hot air balloon. And the initial picture was one of a hot air balloon that was about to get filled up. So there was a basket on the floor, which you need to obviously jump into. And the hot air balloon was there, about to get filled. And just the sense there was that we needed to be willing to step into that hot air balloon. And be able to then be taken up to a point where we could see what God was calling us to. So that was a few weeks back. And then the next one was of this kind of picture. Just getting up into a hot balloon. We're now moving somewhere. But there were clouds below. So in a sense, we just felt that God was taking us to a place where he wanted us to see what it was that he wanted to show us. But actually, we didn't know what it was. And that's a bit frustrating. I mean, imagine if you'd paid a lot of money to go up into a hot air balloon to see the amazing views, and all you saw was cloud. It would be a little bit disappointing. And I think, you know, we've been in that space a little bit. Say, God, we want you to show us your vision for this church. And I think the sense is that it's going to be in God's time. And if you imagine as the day comes by and the sun comes up, the clouds start to evaporate and God starts to show what that picture is. But what we really want to encourage all of you as a church to do is to pray with us. What does God's vision and purpose look like for us as Crossways Church? So that's where I sort of want to really just start, is saying that, please won't you pray? And I think a part of that journey is also just saying, God, what do you want me to do? Because essentially, if you can imagine that what we do as a church also depends on what God is calling us to as individuals. Because we're all part of what this church does, right? So can I ask you all just to ask the Lord, what is it that you want me to do and what is your purposes for us as Crossways Church as well going forward? Okay, so that's part one of my sermon today. Part two is I want to come back to a word that I shared at communion last week. And I'm sure some of you guys were here, and I shared a little statement. Can anyone remember what I shared? I know it's a week ago. Four words. It started out with, I came, you go. Okay, so it was I came and you go. And I want to just build on that word today. So just what I asked is, I asked if you think of the Bible and what Jesus says about I came, there were two verses that were shared by those who were here immediately. What comes to mind? And the first one, I'll read it. It's from John 10, verse 10. And Jesus says, I came that you may have life and have it to the full. So it's kind of just going back to Renee's picture. It's kind of like Jesus wants us to be whole. And He makes us whole. He kind of puts his arms around us and he makes us whole. And it's amazing to have that. And so we go on this amazing journey with Jesus as our Savior and God as our Father. And we can really just enjoy the love and the sense of security, the sense of belonging, the sense of joy in knowing him. And I think all of you that have come to the Lord know that, you must know that. There is a reason why you're here today, and it's because Jesus has done something special in your life. And so that's great. It's an amazing. But that's the for you part of our salvation, right? It's the for you. And so that abundant life is amazing, but it's just part of why Jesus came. So that's one part of why Jesus came. And Renee again was talking about the other part of why Jesus came. And if we go to Luke 19 verse 10, Jesus says, I came to seek and to save the lost. Okay, I came to seek and save the lost. And if we can imagine it, I mean, each of us were that, weren't we? Before we started experiencing this amazing love of knowing God, each of us were those people that were lost. And if no one had told us, if our parents hadn't told us, if a friend hadn't shared it with us, if a teacher hadn't shared it with us, if someone hadn't loved us, we would have never experienced that love that Jesus gave to us. So he came to seek and save the lost. So that's the for others. So the for us is important. And I think salvation is about both, Renee. It's both of these. It's not just one. Jesus came for us, but he also came for others. And John 3:16-17 says this. You all know this. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So he came, he loved the world so much, and he still does. All those people that you know that don't know Jesus, he loves every one of them. Every one of them he loves. Your friends that don't know Jesus, your family, everyone that you see walking around Hilton, Jesus loves each one of those people. And in 1 Timothy 2:4 says, God's heart is for all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Do you believe that? Do you believe God's heart is for all to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth? Okay, so the challenge though is that if we've experienced God's love and all it does is go round and round, that's not going to be very helpful to the world around us, right? So I just think, Harvey and Renee were also sharing that in some of the songs, is that I think in this new season, we're called to go. And that's going to look different for each of us. But really what we can't do is we can't stay just being felt tremendously loved by God. That's important. It's important, and I think it's been important for all of us through this hard time to know that God's our anchor and that God loves us. Right? It's been amazing to know that and to come to church and be fed. But in this new season, we really feel that God wants to move us out beyond these walls and to start really making more of a difference in our community. So really, that's talking about the Great Commission, right? The Great Commission. And we were just looking through some notes. I've got lots of notebooks at home. And it's always lovely to go back and kind of see what people have said to us. And we had Tim Peterson here a few years ago, just before COVID. And he said, you know, church, the Great Commission is the Great Commission. It's not the Great Omission. And let that not be us. Let's not omit to tell others about Jesus and share the good news. I think it's very easy to do that. Let's not be a church that do this. Let's be a church that's part of this Great Commission. But perhaps you feel unqualified. Any of you feel you're not good enough for Jesus? Maybe not good enough to tell anyone about Jesus? The truth is, none of us are good enough. Right? None of us are actually good enough. But with Jesus, he loves us and saves us despite that. And he still says, go into all the world. And I mean, if you think about his disciples, they were mostly uneducated fishermen that had just spent time with Jesus. That's all they were. And then they went and the church was born as the Holy Spirit came. And maybe that's the other part of the co-mission, is that it's not us going by ourselves. It's actually we go with Jesus. We go with the Holy Spirit. So each of you sitting here, if you've been born again, you have the Holy Spirit in you. So he goes with you on that mission. So is that encouraging, church, that actually if you go on this mission, you're not doing it alone? So I really would want to encourage you that there's a journey ahead for us, church. And it's not going round and round here. It's finding out what God is calling us. And it might just be one person. It might just be one person that needs to know about Jesus. But wouldn't it be lovely if we had one person here next month that didn't know Jesus before? And they come here hurt, upset, but having met with Jesus, suddenly their whole life has turned around. Wouldn't we love this church to be a messy place, full of messy people that have just come to know Jesus? Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be amazing? And so can we pray for that church? Can we pray for a messy church? Because people are coming to know Jesus. And they're experiencing him for the first time. And then Jesus makes them whole. And he brings them into a relationship with God. So let's pray for that messy church. All right. So just, it's only a short message today, and I'm going to ask Rubzy and the guys at the back to share a song just now. But just as we close, what I want you to do is to to just think about this call of the Great Commission, which is one where Jesus wants to meet our community. He wants people that don't know Jesus to be here. He wants he wants our halls to be filled with places of messy people that have only just come to know Jesus. He wants that. And the question is, will you be part of that? Will you be part of the wide rather than just the comfortable? And I think it's a challenge for all of us because we all like to be comfortable. So let's listen. It's a song by Keith Green. It's quite an old song, but let's just listen to that together.